This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 46 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to the polls in the state in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, voting was held in single phase on 288 seats and for the lone by-poll to the Nanded parliamentary constituency on the 20th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5 days of whirlwind diplomacy were marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Amongst the bilateral meetings in Brazil, this was the first meeting of Prime Minister Modi with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Prime Minister of Portugal Luis Montenegro, PM of the UK Keir Starmer, President of Chile Gabriel Boric, and President of Argentina Javier Milei. In Brazil, Mr. Modi also had informal interactions and pull-aside meetings with leaders of Singapore, South Korea, Egypt, USA and Spain, and with the heads and executives of various international organizations. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt a nation-first approach for all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan, a unique cultural exchange event in Hyderabad this morning. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart General Nikatani on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikatani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rule-based Indo-Pacific region. The two sides reiterated the importance of defense industry and technology cooperation between the two countries. In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. The gunfight broke out after a joint team of Central Reserve Police Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Konta area of the district on receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, a gun battle ensued in which 10 Maoists were killed. The security forces have recovered the bodies. Apart from this, a huge cache of arms and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. BJP President J.P. Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said, ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and center is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organizations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. He said over the past 10 years, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Northeast region has witnessed a complete transformation in every sector. In cricket, Australia was 67 for 7 in the first innings against India's stumps on day 1 in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Jasprit Bumrah led India's fight back from the front with 4 wickets on day 1. Earlier, India got off to a weak start and were bundled out for 150 runs in the first innings. India has expressed disappointment at the shift of focus from adequate climate finance enablement to emphasis only on mitigation at the plenary session of the 29th Conference of Parties COP29 at Baku in Azerbaijan. The Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said India aligned its stance with a statement made by Bolivia on behalf of like-minded developing countries. Delivering India's statement, MOEFCC Secretary and Deputy Leader of the Delegation, Lina Nandan, reiterated India's stand that the process of the fight against climate change has to be guided by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. And that is the end of this news bulletin.